CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Yes, this is it. The first Friday of December and the first Friday of many people's slide down to the depravity of the end of the year. Yes, just a few days to go. In fact, it's what? It's 19 days to Christmas, something like that. Is that right? Could that be somewhere around the right number?
You're asking us maths, but
yeah, I know. So first thing in the morning, I'm asking you to do a maths quiz. Come on.
Sia would know.
Sia, 18 would you know? Days, 17 hours, 52 minutes, and 19 oh, seconds days. Of Christmas.
Yeah, 18 right. days.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Christmas clock.
It was a Christmas Grinch that just man. Came and started laughing like that. All right. Well, we have a full complement this morning. There's no seat empty, so we're going to have to make space and play musical chairs when George Meany arrives later on. We also have a guest popping by. Her name is Helen Gauchy. She's going to tell us all about DNA analysis and biotechnology and really interesting stuff.
Fancy.
Yeah, I did a DNA test a while ago, and they told me what I should do, shouldn't do, should eat, shouldn't eat, what my biggest risk factors are, a whole lot of interesting stuff.
So did you listen to any of it?
Of course I did. I was listen, you know how useless I am on a phone, right? I mean, in terms of calls. I maybe last 3 minutes and I start zoning out when I'm on a phone call with people.
Really? That's good to know.
Well, I mean, if someone's talking about your genes and this is the stuff you're made of. You better pay attention to that. If you can't pay attention to that, then really, what are you ever going to pay attention to, right?
I just realized I have years of phone calls with you, and I didn't know the 3 minute mark.
No, but I picked it up. You don't like talking on the phone.
I hate talking on the phone.
I'm the same.
We're the same. Yeah.
It's got to be quick.
And out.
Otherwise, send me a WhatsApp. Like, then I can reply if I'm in a meeting or whatever in my own time. And I'm pretty good with replying on WhatsApp. I do that fairly immediately, but... Don't call me unless it's absolutely necessary.
Small talk and stuff.
Please.
Can't stand it.
Don't leave a voice message.
And you know those people who talk to you on the phone until it's hot?
What can you do?
Oh, no.
You know those people who talk to you until the phone actually gets hot on your ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I spoke to the woman about this when she called me to tell me about my, you know, genetic profile and haplotype and what I'm susceptible to and what I must eat to improve my biome, what do you call it? Yeah, your biome. I was listening. I was very intently listening. I've got to eat more greens. I should look out for inflammation. There's a whole lot of interesting stuff.
That goes for everyone, though.
Hold on, guys. I just need to clear something.
All right, so let me just introduce everybody first, because what we've got is Leanne Moll, returning champion. We've got Sia Sangweni, who is both executive producer of the show and co-host on... this show every morning.
Oh, put that on my LinkedIn profile.
I know, very good. We have Gugu, who is our podcast producer on the show, and Pinky, who is one of Cliff Central's important people because she deals with HR and legal.
Very important.
You are important, and you had a horrible wake up this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll talk about that in a second. And Mbulelo, who has joined the team and is interning with us until, what, January, February? When are you here? You don't even know. If it goes well, he might stay longer. If it goes badly, he might be off here next week.
Oh, yeah, okay. Next week.
You never know, right?
Well, let him know.
Yeah. What's going on?
Listen, I came in here this morning and the wickedest, scariest shit happened. I'm the only person here at 5 in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pitch dark, and I start hearing like this banging sound as if someone's like locked into a room somewhere. And I can hear it's coming from the studio.
Like
Yeah, yeah, like someone's trying to, like, distract.
No, stop it.
And then,
but the poltergeist is back.
I'm not in the passage yet. The passage coming into studio. And then I turn on the lights, Gareth.
And there was a creature sitting there.
It just goes quiet.
It's right here. After Whatever it is, it's here.
After I turn on the lights, it just goes dead quiet.
Hang on.
Can you hear it?
Y'all, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
So it's in the room next door.
I know it's been a while since I've spoken to you, Jesus.
It went quiet after I turned on the lights. That's what scared the shit out of me.
So that you can hear.
Okay, yeah, turn it up. Let me just turn on Google. Move your microphone so it's more directional in that way. Listen.
What is that?
Yeah, it's that. It's the bass speaker underneath you there. So just turn it off. Turn it off. You'll have to listen on the other speakers.
Okay. At least we know it's a speaker.
You stupid idiots.
You
people believe in witchcraft and all kinds of shit.
What's wrong with you? I thought we all had a calling.
I was about to sacrifice my, like, kidney.
You really think that that's going to be... Like, there's some monster in there going, let me out. I'm trying to look. Box. Instead of it just being the speaker. Have you ever had a speaker blow and then it just...
Like pops.
A bass speaker. It happens often. Or it's not necessarily that it blew, but it might have over... the word there's a word
overcompensated.
I learned these things once. I can't remember
now. Don't know anymore.
So Pinky, why did you have such a bad start to your day?
Oh, so
open up.
I went out last night. I went on a date, actually.
Mm.
But it's with someone
fancy.
That I know, you know. So we got back at like 3 a.m and I already had
what?
A bag over. Leanne,
the youth of today.
I know. I'm so surprised.
On a weekday.
3 a.m. Got back at 3 a.m. He stays on Morningside.
But what place accommodated you on a Thursday night until
his place.
3 a.m.? Or were you the accommodating one?
Very exciting. The life of Pinky.
So I was like, oh, this is great. I don't have to drive from far, you know?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to be right next to work. So
right.
Back to your place, dude.
So he left quite early because he had to go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's a busy man.
You're not
slumming it with losers.
No.
Good.
No time for
good,
losers. Yeah.
Good.
So at like 10 to 6, mm-hmm. I go to the garage and I try open it.
Uh oh.
And then I realize the power's out.
Oh no!
So
and
now
you're
trapped
you're
in his
inside.
House.
Trapped inside. There's no one else. I'm just alone.
And he's gone to the airport.
I try to call him, voicemail. So now I'm panicking. I called Sia.
Now,
I don't really know why.
This was...
What is Sia going to do?
Yeah, what is he going to do?
Your plan. I'm minding my own business. Yeah. You know, I'm like driving Miss Daisy. It's raining. I'm just listening to my soft music. I get the call and Pinky is panic-stricken. She goes, Sia, hi, I'm stuck in a garage. I'm like, Pinky,
calm down. I've just solved the problem. The knocking... Was Pinky knocking on the garage door from just down the road here in Morningside that you were listening
That's
to?
That's how oh, close it was. She's trying to relay this whole plan to me, and all I could say was, Pinky, well, good luck.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know.
Did you think Sia was going to come in with his big arm?
I honestly don't know. I didn't know what to think, what to do, and I went to the kitchen door, and there's no key. So I'm like, flip, I'm stuck in here probably for the rest of the day.
That's hectic.
So that's when I thought, you know what? Google it. Google how to open this. And I did that.
That's very, very sharp.
Wow.
And I got
it. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I got it. My arms and my hands hurt right now, but I got
was
it.
Was there a lever or a
yes,
button?
Yes, there
or?
Was. So I had to pull that. Struggle for a bit.
String.
So I realized, you know what? Let me put everything down. Push it. Like literally just get under it and push it. And eventually I managed
People must
to open
have thought
it.
You were robbing this guy's house.
Yeah.
See you
but
on your
does
back.
He know now that
See
you
on your back, no. back bench pressing a garage door.
Pressing a garage.
But he doesn't know that you've broken out of his house.
It. And it didn't close. I just drove.
It didn't close?
Yeah.
Pinky.
It was either work or the garage. So you tell me what did I
And there's
do.
Access to the house?
And he's not there? He's flown off to somewhere and he doesn't...
He thinks his house is secured.
Yeah.
Is it a standalone
right
house
now,
or a complex?
That's coming in.
Oh.
As we speak, there are robbers entering his house
Looting
through the garage.
Like
walking
stealing
out of the LCD TV.
That,
yeah.
that,
he bought that he bought last Friday.
On Black Friday.
First and last date.
He will think you did it.
Are you going to go there after the show?
I think I should just stop by to see what's happening.
Yeah, and to pull the garage door down.
Right now, if anyone's listening and you're an opportunist robber, it's a great house in Morningside, which is open and ready to
It's the one with the garage door open.
Thieves.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
Oh, am I the only one that's super excited about Friday? I love Fridays. I know
it happens 52 times a year.
I know, but I never get bored with it. It's just incredible. Even with this really crappy weather that we're having, just love it.
Oh, yeah. This weather has literally put a dampener to my weekend.
No, the thing is, it's better than that heat wave. Jeez.
I don't mind. You know what? If it was like this from Monday to Friday, every week, mm-hmm. and I suppose in some countries it is, I'd get a lot more done. I'm much more productive in this weather. Mm. When it's cooler and it's wet outside. And you're not tempted to go outside and you're not tempted to think about other things. Because you really just, you hunker down and you get on with the work. But weekends I like sunny and happy and, you know, a little more pleasant.
You want to be out and about.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, so I know it's already what we've figured out 18 days away, but Christmas is around the corner. New Year is coming up. And we spoke about this the other day. I think I've made my mind up about New Year. I think I'm going to go to Cape Town. Ooh. Which is brave because Cape Town is an absolute disaster area for New Year, right?
Yeah,
it's so always crazy.
You've just talked yourself into it and out of it.
No, I weighed it up really carefully in my head. Last year I did a New Year at home here, and I went to friends, and they had a little house party for New Year, and it was small, maybe 15 people at most, maybe even 12, as I recall. And then, they, you know, some of them had kids, the kids were running around, and it was a different kind of New Year for me. When I used to DJ, I was doing like 12,000 people in a crowd on a New Year's Eve,
oh my goodness.
And it was nice to have that contrast. And I don't want to go back to the 12,000 people parties because those are not fun. And I never drank at New Year, ever. Mm. I was always sober as a judge. If you'd found me on New Year's Eve, you would have been bored to death with me. You would have thought I was the most boring person there. And now I'm like, I could do whatever I want and I don't know what to do. It's weird, right? Hmm. I mean, like, you'd think I'd have plenty of ideas.
Mm. Yeah, but you've had fun, though. I mean, the whole DJing thing and the party life and stuff.
Well, you mean the stuff you only found out about like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's
was a forest, not just shade.
You live a life and you're like, I hope that I've made some kind of meaningful impression.
Oh, Gugu knows who I am.
Gugu has no idea what I've done in my life. It's cool.
DJ Blondie.
It's like a clean slate.
Well, it's like going overseas where people don't know who the hell you are, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I've sort of decided Cape Town. I haven't really exactly worked out what, but it'll only be for a few days and then probably head back up here because I'm looking forward to not having to... too much pressure. I'm looking forward to not having a calendar of events. There's already a lot with Christmas.
Mm.
And it's nice to not have to worry about too much of that other stuff.
Well, remember my siblings and I were trying to start a new tradition and plan a New Year's Eve thing together as a family in Durban. We have had to abort mission because our list went easily to like 30 odd people.
All the other relatives and they too wanted many. To bring people and suddenly you were paying for a house for 30 people and 95 beds. And,
yeah.
No, thank you.
So we've now said, actually, we'll all go on our own accord and that's it. We'll all make a plan. And I feel like a lot of people are getting into those situations where they end up like having to bring over and host tons of people who they have no idea are. And you have to accommodate this person's girlfriend and they've only been dating for 3 weeks, but you're counting per head and you end up going, is it worth it?
It seems like such an obvious thing to say because the economy is shit and this happens every year. But there are a lot of people who are not doing anything over the holidays in terms of plans, you know, going away, renting a place or booking a hotel or whatever the hell it is that you prefer doing. A lot of people just sticking it out at home.
Yeah, there's not a lot of free extra money floating around at the moment.
Definitely not.
To each his own.
I mean, I know people who've got a regular end of the year holiday and they're not doing it this year. Mm-hmm. It's not on the agenda. Anyway, have any of you figured out what you're doing for New Year? For Christmas even?
I've figured out Christmas, I'll tell you that.
What are you doing?
I spoke to my dad, who's up here in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
Said to him, yo, what's happening for December? When are you driving down to Durban?
What's he doing?
This was last night. He says to me, I'm thinking of bringing the family up here. Uh-oh. So you and your brother are probably going to spend Christmas alone in Durban.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And he's telling you this now?
He's telling me this last night.
Oh, my God. Well, listen.
So I'm probably going to be chilling, just lights and candles.
Not the worst thing. Durban is fun over December. It's always, there's so many
Christmas
people.
Christmas is family time.
Yeah, it's not a time you want to.
Sorry, not for you. Your family have kicked you out.
Oh.
They're not interested.
Yeah. You have such great sympathy, Gareth.
Because you're big and old and ugly now.
Well. Yeah, goat.
No, goat means greatest of all time. Not
or a goat.
I'm going to a beach house in Jeffreys Bay.
Oh, yes, Jay Bay.
Do you know what I loved after the whole preamble of, you know, a lot of people are having tough times.
And
people
then
are staying at home. Leanne lights up a long cigar and says, I'm going to a beach house. Darling.
It was a gift, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a
delightful
gift. Delightful. So, yeah, just for like from the 26th to the 1st.
Okay.
I quite like traveling on the 1st because it's nice and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be coming back. But otherwise, you know that list of things that piles up that you want to get to but you never can? Like cleaning out a certain cupboard.
Oh, but hang on. People make all kinds of promises to themselves and they never get round to that list of things.
Yeah, so what I was saying is I'm not
Except
going
Pinky,
to do those things.
Pinky definitely does. You're not going to, huh?
Probably not.
No. Pinky, you probably have a list. I was complaining about how, you know, I've got so much to do and blah, blah, blah. And then Monday came in and gave you credit for getting my license sorted out. I'm now driving up to police roadblocks like, yeah, motherfuckers, bring it on, bitch, I got everything. And I know for a fact that I have no fines or any of that shit too, so I'm riding high.
Ooh, and JMPD's out in full force these days.
They are really? Everywhere.
Full force.
I actually got stopped like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I wasn't drinking, I was with my sister and my niece.
Uh-huh.
And I think they were looking for money, you know? They stopped us, sister drives a Free State car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he came with that breathalyzer screaming already, and I blew that thing.
With confidence.
And experience.
You son of a bitch.
But I mean, like, they're also out, like, during the day, on a random Wednesday afternoon,
morning,
and they will stop, like, you know, William Nicol is quite a main
Dude,
road.
Dude, I
here
saw
in
that
Johannesburg.
The other day. Like,
yeah.
What the. On the off ramp mm-hmm. on William Nicol, it's always just blocked up. Now imagine there's a flipping roadblock on the off ramp.
On the way here this morning, a cop stopped a guy in the fast lane.
Oh my goodness.
But just
what?
While we were all driving in the fast lane and this cop just stopped the guy, we all slammed on brakes in the train. And this guy had to slowly make his way over to the yellow lane.
Hmm.
My guys, come on.
Yeah, but you see, sometimes I don't understand things. Like the other day, the pigs were doing a block at Buccleuch Interchange, which is, for those people who are not in Johannesburg, you know, you might live in a city where there's even more
it's pronounced
crazy traffic. They set up a big roadblock to check for fines and things. Now, this is one of the biggest intersections in the country. It's huge. There are thousands of cars that go through every minute. It's really incredibly busy. And there was traffic backed up for miles. And I'm like, you know, guys, really. Like, this is not the smartest place to do it. Not because I don't want you to pull over people who've broken the law and, you know, who are messing around and making it dangerous for the rest of us. Obviously, those are things we need to think about. But don't do it on a Friday. I think it was Friday last week. And at the busiest time. And come on.
No, but the
yesterday,
worst.
I got stuck in Joburg and I was with load shedding. After Sia and I were at an event together, I left early because I thought we could get out of here. And then I suddenly realized, oh, shit, traffic's a problem. And Rosebank was a disaster because all the lights were out because of load shedding as well. So you make a plan. You're like, oh, well, okay, I'll go to gym more. I'll do something else that's useful. But I don't know. I honestly don't know how people deal with peak hour traffic every day. If you're one of those people, you listen to us in the morning. I really hope we make it a little bit better for you, because my God, it is soul destroying.
The event we were at was scheduled to start at 5:30. Gareth, there was someone who arrived at 7:15 because they were stuck on the road from CBD to Rosebank, which should easily be like a 20-odd minute drive.
Yes, that's arrived horrendous.
At 6:45. And I thought, honey, why did you even bother? Like, it's time to go already.
Well, here's a message from somebody who says that, hey, Leanne, JB is the English Hartenbos. You know, all the Afrikaans people from Pretoria go to Hartenbos. Yes. So you're going to the English Hartenbos, according to Oki. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else said, I just remembered from somewhere deep in the recesses of my memory that Pinky was an evil demon cat that lived in the girls' bathroom at my primary school.
Yes.
It used to scratch them across the face, or that's how the legend went. Anyway, your Pinky sounds lovely. Just maybe don't have her alone in the bathroom to frighten other women.
Yeah. You have to say her garage. Name a couple of times.
Well, yesterday she was wearing a pink dress, and Jane and Sia started singing some song, and they were dancing around her, and I thought it was a ritual or something. Very bizarre. What is that all about?
Sia?
Some mornings Jane sings songs for people. Some mornings she looks like if you go near her, you'll be struck by lightning.
Yep.
Yeah. From Limpopo.
Did you have to go
you
there?
You mentioned lightning. And as we know,
Limpopo is the place where most of the lightning strikes.
Exactly.
And where witches live.
Where they send people lightning.
Witches. Hey, Mbulelo, aren't you from Limpopo?
Ah, you guys.
I think he said he's going there for Christmas. Are you from Limpopo? Tell the truth. Yeah?
I am.
Yeah?
You are from Limpopo.
And I think he said
my mother's Limpoponese.
Whereabouts in Limpopo?
Well, the homelands, but she lives in the city now, but she's from the place.
She made it out.
Near Polokwane.
Skunkhasicht is the name of the village where she's from. And they believe in witches and if you like one of the cool things that they do is if you want to keep a man. Ngesizulu, you say bamthelele, but you can put some spices and then he'll only have eyes for you.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Korobela.
Yeah, there's witches and people. People.
Jane believes in this stuff. Yeah. Jane is big on this stuff. No. If you ask her about witches and things, she says that like most of the accidents on the N1 highway to Polokwane is all caused by witches and muti and.
Yeah. So there's still people getting burned for such things in some of the villages. So I'm from there. So it's,
and you say with a big smile.
Well, I mean, there's witches here as well. I just called them an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Shade.
Gina.
Asas. Tagati.
If you're in Limpopo,
sounds about right to me.
If you're in Limpopo and you have any witches on your property, please give us a call.
You must be aware of these things.
Mm. All right, well, let's get into the five things, speaking of things, that we need to know today, being aware of these things. Times Live reports this morning in our first story that load shedding is back as unplanned breakdowns constrain the system. You know,
it was quite a surprise, though. It was hardly any notice.
Out of the blue, and Cyril Ramaphosa, shame, he's trying to convince us all he's got his hands on the levers, and evidently all the shit things are lining up to prove that Cyril is a disaster. So here's what's happened. Eskom announcing yesterday it's implementing stage 2 load shedding from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. And they don't know when they're going to be able to switch everything back on and have it normal. So it could be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It could be in a week. It could be next Christmas. You don't know.
So here we go. There's rain this weekend. There's no electricity this weekend.
Get
Who was
ready.
Affected last night?
Well, this morning.
I was at my folks' house for dinner, and there was no electricity. So we had dinner by candlelight and gas lanterns.
Yeah.
And I went away quite smug because I knew that there was no load shedding at home. Got home, all the lights were on, lovely, sat down, and they went off. Wasn't load shedding. It was a substation. And the worst thing about that is you have no idea when it's going to come back on again. Yeah. And so I had a problem setting an alarm for this morning.
Do you not use your phone?
My phone was now on 9%. Because I'd been in load shedding and then...
Aren't you one of those people who gets really paranoid when your phone's below 10%? I am. I find a charger like...
Well, I was at a house with no electricity.
I find a charger like someone who's about to go to war finds a wife. Like, yes, I just need to get married and have a kid now. I might not come back.
So, yeah, it was bedtime. I was tired and I had no battery. I tried setting up an alarm on my laptop because that had some power, but that didn't
work.
Does
it have an alarm? Because I've tried that as well and I've never found it on these things.
Yeah, I found an app.
Oh, okay.
So I plugged in my phone just hoping for the best and it did come on.
Hmm. Well, they say that they'd like to inform South Africans, this is Eskom, and all their customers that the electricity system is severely constrained. The power alert issued earlier yesterday morning, Eskom informed unplanned breakdowns were at 12,300 megawatts and there was a probability of load shedding at short notice if unexpected shifts like additional unplanned breakdowns were experienced. You know, maybe Eskom just felt like they were out of the news cycle and it was all about SAA. And Eskom liked to be the biggest fuck-up in the country, so they were probably just upset that SAA was getting all the attention.
They have to keep that position.
Mm-hmm. Then ENCA reporting this morning that Transport MEC for Gauteng, Jacob Mamabolo, has decided to look into taxi violence. Yes, the provincial government appointed Judge Jeremiah Shongwe to lead the inquiry following a taxi summit in July. The infighting in the taxi industry can be a deadly affair and even authorities are shaking in their boots. Mm. Well, you know this, right? Like a lot of metro police will... mostly leave taxis alone. And, you know, white people who've never really been in a taxi or don't understand that industry go, oh, my God, you know, they never stop the taxis. But here's the deal. A lot of these taxi drivers are some of the most dangerous people in Johannesburg. These are the guys, and they carry weapons with them. I mean, they have to be ready for anything at any time. It's sometimes the other taxi drivers who fight with them over routes, sometimes passengers who get out of hand. Taxi drivers... those people are tense every moment of the day. So when they pull over in front of you and put on the hazards, trust me, that's probably them on a good day.
I actually remember quite a pathetic moment that I had in retrospect, but I was also just freaking out and saving my own behind. A taxi driver had cut me off, and luckily I was able to slam my brakes in time, but I was... fuming. I started hooting, throwing a couple of zap signs in the air, and then it like dawned on me like, oh shucks, he's a taxi driver. I ended up actually switching over to the next lane so that I can drive up to him and actually apologize. I rolled down my window like, I'm so sorry. Sorry for that.
He must have thought, what a loser.
Like, I apologize even though
anyway,
I was in the wrong.
Apparently the violence is often over the rights to lucrative taxi routes. The MEC believes the ultimate solution to the industry's problems is to regulate it, which is something government has struggled with for years. Good luck trying to really, I mean, Pinky, you're a lawyer. There's no point in making a law that is unenforceable.
Yeah.
And with these taxi drivers and the taxi bosses, who are the most dangerous people of all, and the fact that they're on the move all the time, good luck. I love these government people who think they can make a law and just everyone will just magically follow it. Hello, e-tolls. Go ahead.
Good luck.
Yeah, go ahead, government. Make any law you like. We're just going to ignore you like we did before. EWN are reporting this morning that Africa's youth unemployment rate has reflected ineffective development strategies. You don't say. The United Nations Labour Agency has described the youth unemployment crisis on our continent as a reflection of ineffective development strategies. So if you meet someone under 25 years old, for every two people you meet, one of them is unemployed. Think about that. Mm. And for every four people you meet, probably... three of them are unemployed. If you take a 58.2%, it's even higher than I thought. So you got to look out because this is going to brim over into some kind of social problem of a massive proportion and degree if we don't do something about it. And the fact that this is not the single biggest issue on everyone's agenda at the moment should have you shaking in your boots like a Metro police officer who's just pulled over a taxi driver. All right, IOL this morning, giving us a story that you may not have been paying attention to. there are a couple of things that, that they want us to know about. Apparently, a measles outbreak has already killed 140,000 people. Or is it 140? Hang on. I'm just checking here because this thing's suddenly snapped out. Hang on. We had, guess what? We just had load shedding.
Mm-hmm.
So now the internet's going bleep, 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 bleep. I'll try and figure that out. It's either 140. Don't panic.
Don't panic. Run.
Either 140 or 140,000 people who've died in a measles outbreak.
Have you had measles?
I know I was inoculated against it.
Mm.
What's measles again?
I've only had chicken pox.
Yeah,
me too.
And you get German measles and then you get measles.
What's the difference again? Does anybody know?
I think the German ones are worse.
And that's usually the case. All right, well, we'll try and figure out that story. I've just got to find another way of connecting to the internet of the world. Oh, here we go. All right. The World Health Organization has said 140,000 people have been infected, and many of those, mostly children, have died as devastating outbreaks of the viral disease have hit every region of the world. So it is a big deal, 140,000.
Oh, it's the other way around, by the way. German measles is less harmful than measles.
Hmm. Well, the figures described by the Director General of the World Health Organization as an outrage. Most of last year's measles deaths were in children under 5 years old who had not been vaccinated. You know, there's this crazy anti-vax movement which is taking hold in places.
Stupid.
And these are diseases which can be prevented, right?
Mm. They're putting other kids at risk. It's just really not fair.
It's madness. So measles, if you haven't had your kids vaccinated, you really are just a delinquent parent. And then finally, Uber has released a safety report revealing 5,981 incidents of sexual assault. But before you panic, that's across the world.
Uh-huh.
And even though it sounds like a lot, 5,000 sexual assault incidents, you do have to understand that over the world, that's not a terrible number. There are probably more people attacked by mosquitoes and sharks and that kind of thing every day. Anyway, Uber have put out their safety report. So here's some of the things that are interesting about that. 464 reports of rape. The report, which comes more than a year after CNN's investigation into sexual assault and abuse, also noted there were 19 deaths caused by physical assault during 2017 and 18, so it's over a two-year period. Is that a lot? I think you've got, you know, more people get struck by lightning in a year.
Globally.
Yeah, I'm telling you now, that's not a, 19 people died because of Uber? I'm pretty sure that shopping mall deaths on Black Friday are higher than that. But let's just leave it for a minute, listen to some of the other things that come out of it. The report included information on the reporting party and the accused party, and claimed riders account for 45% of the accused parties of sexual assault incidents. So does that mean that drivers account for the other more than half? In other words, that drivers take more abuse than riders.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So it's more dangerous to be
more
dangerous to be an Uber driver by that statistic than it is to be an Uber passenger.
Having said that, I've heard that quite a lot, especially in South Africa, because naturally we have guys who mostly who will use cash. Mm-hmm. And in Cape Town, it's a little bit easier because everything's a bit closer. So every Uber driver would say some of them were packing because they've been robbed so many times.
Right.
Mm.
They've been hijacked. I've heard of stories. I mean, I was in Uber the other day and this dude was telling me that what's happening now is that a person like you and I summons an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
The dude pulls up to pick up whoever this is. And it's an armed motherfucker, and he says, "Get out the car, get in the boot, let's go."
How do you even know if you're an Uber driver?
Yeah, that's the thing. How do you know?
You're not going to check this guy's one-star rating, and you know, maybe he's the only guy who's hailing a cab at that time, and you need one.
Mm.
You need a passenger to make some money. Ay, ay, ay. I love Uber. I'm not put off by these statistics, but it is something to keep in mind. All right, those are the five things you need to know today. Anything you want to add? Any other stories that are going around that you need to tell us about? Bulelo, you look very loud this morning. Everyone's in black. Pinky, Sia, Gugu, Leanne, and I. But Bulelo is in the loudest shirt.
It's very festive, actually.
No, and the nice. Matching shoes.
No, I like
it. Oh, really?
Let me see the shoes.
See the shoes. Put your feet up.
Lift the shoe. Oh, wow. Those are very loud sneakers. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Did you think about this when you got dressed this morning?
I did not.
I think it's a really nice shirt.
No, it's happy. I'm not criticizing it. Don't get all defensive, Leanne.
Oh, when you said, did you think about it?
Well, look at it compared to...
Well, there we go. That's...
It's loud. I didn't say it was shit. I just said it was loud. This morning, he thought the same thing. He thought
I
was insulting
it.
Yeah,
exactly. With me as well. I said, oh, interesting shirt you've got on. He's like, yo, is it your way of complimenting me? I'm like, nope.
So what informed this decision? Did you just think it's Friday... And you looked through, or was this the only shirt in your cupboard this morning?
No, it was. I saw it, and I thought, oh, "Are you feeling good today? Flourishing?" I don't want to say what I did because yesterday I told you in confidence what I did in the morning before I came to work, and you made it about me being morally sanctimonious. So I was feeling good.
He went for a run.
Oh my gracious!
In the rain.
Before everyone else was awake. Because he's a superhuman, and the rest of us are just losers.
Mere mortals.
Why did you bring it up?
Yeah, that's
all right. And then he says, I walked to work in the rain. Yeah. I'm like, why aren't you Uber? No, I just walked.
I am a better person.
Google,
than
you are such a bully.
I'm not. Just honest.
All right. Here's an interesting thing from Zandi, who says, I work for Eskom. I've been optimistic about the future of the company for a while till 3 days ago. I realized the government wants the company to fail. The worst is to follow. Customers are about to experience the worst. I've updated my CV. I'm ready to leave. With all the woes, and it can't be saved. I'm an engineer with 18 years of experience. Yes, sis. Mm. Now, that is a scary message to get this morning. This is all we need. I listen to you guys live from 6 to 7 in the morning traffic, then podcast 7 to 8 during the afternoon traffic. You're an automatic... I drive an automatic car, and you make rush hour something I look forward to. Oh, wow. That's amazing. I used to hate traffic until I discovered podcasts. So I know what you're coming from and where you're coming from and what you're saying. It's really amazing how you turn what otherwise would be unproductive time into something enjoyable and informative and useful. I get really annoyed now when I run out of podcasts because I've got an automatic download playlist, right, on the Apple podcast app. And when I realize there isn't anything new to listen to, I get really annoyed because sometimes it means that I have to listen to radio. It doesn't happen often.
Oh, God, no.
No, can't stand it.
Anyway, can you all post your Instagram for Mbulelo, please, and what he's wearing? I want to see that loud shirt.
I was waiting
shirt.
For that.
Sia, will you do a picture of him right now?
Why don't you do a picture?
No filter needed.
Yeah, no filter.
Jesus, if you put a filter on that, we might blow everyone's phones over. Yeah. All right, here are some other messages. Sia Kolisi is being signed to Jay-Z's Rock Nation Sports Management. That's something worth mentioning. Wild. What do you know about this?
I do know about it. So he's the first, obviously they're kind of selling the first black captain to ever win the Rugby World Cup. They did an awesome launch video. You can check that out on social media. But he's now obviously Jay-Z. That's huge. He's got Kevin Durant. He's got all sorts of NBA stars, international stars. Romelu Lukaku, if you're into football. So for Sia to join that, he's the first South African, and that is huge. That's as big as it gets right now in world sports to have them as your agency.
Okay, and I mean, Jay-Z, that would mean that he is internationally represented. Does Jay-Z actually get involved, or has he got someone who runs this business?
No. So he's got – he obviously loves sport, and he's actually just got involved in a massive, massive deal with the NFL, which is huge. I mean, he's a black man buying into that power ownership is also something new, Gareth. He is a juggernaut, and he does get involved on high-level stuff. But he's got people running it. He's got a couple of guys that run it.
Does this mean money, bookings, jobs all over the world?
Rights. So they look after they're a total service company at Rock Nation Sports. Sure. They've changed the game. A lot of people hate them because they've come in with a modern, very, very modern approach. And, you know, Jay-Z is about the culture and runs the culture. So he's flipped the script.
All right. Listen to this from Elson. Do you want to hear a voice note from him quickly this morning, see what he's up to?
Hey, good morning, Tim. I don't know if you've already covered these two issues already. The first one, well, the two issues are not related. The first one is, I don't know if you guys saw the video of Trump when he was at the NATO summit and there was a bunch of world leaders gathered around laughing at Trump. And he threw his toys and decided to return back to the States early. Dumbass. And the second one, I don't know if you guys remember the George Zimmerman issue. So yesterday on the news, I heard that fat piece of shit now wants to sue Trayvon Martin's family for defamation of character for $100 million. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, Elson having a particularly irritating start to the day by the sound of things. So Zimmerman's the guy who shot Trayvon Martin, right? And he's now suing. It's kind of like Dudu Mieni suing Outer for reputational damage to the tune of $8 million. He's got no chance of that. Zimmerman is universally reviled for killing this kid. Now, we know that what happened there might not have been as cut and dried as it's been presented by either side. But what we do know for sure is that if you kill someone, even if you believe you were acting in self-defense, you don't really have much of a chance of then getting reputational damage that you probably deserve and thinking that somehow you can claim that money back from Trayvon Martin's family. I don't know how much money they have, but I think this guy's barking up the wrong tree, and I don't think this is going to do him any good. Like Elson said, he's a bit of a douchebag, a fat douchebag. And then as far as the Trump thing goes, listen, there's never been a person in the world whose ego is more needy and more fragile than Donald J. Trump.
Jeez.
No one. And I've said before, one of the reasons I like the guy is because he's just all anti-PC and, you know, he doesn't care about all the social justice warriors and the woke left. But he's a very brittle person. He seems to me to be one of those people who's always chasing his own reputational high. He's got major problems. I don't know if his parents didn't give him enough love when he was a kid or what it might be, but there's something very odd going on with that guy. And I wouldn't want to be a psychologist. He probably doesn't think he needs a psychologist. He does. He definitely could spend some time in the shrink's office.
Yeah, but he wouldn't believe anything that the person said.
He thinks he's perfect.
He's a narcissist. Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so thanks, Elson. Another voice note. This one is from Graham. You want to hear from Graham, or should I just ignore him?
No, give him a chance.
Well, now you have to say something.
Yeah, shame, Elson, because Zimbabwe's just been run like a dream, isn't it? Keep hating Trump. You just nearly are getting him reelected every single time. Trump 2020, because fuck you twice.
Wow. thanks, Graham. That's actually really amusing. So basically now we've got Elson and Graham communicating with each other through we're all just innocent bystanders.
We're just the switchboard here.
Exactly. Anyone else want to talk to each other? Just call us and we'll play your voice notes so that you can both hear.
Are you on roller skates putting plugs into walls?
Good morning, guys. Remember when my date took a piss on the back seat of an Uber and my rating went to shit? Well, my Uber rating finally went up to 4.7. Moral of the story is choose your dates wisely. Don't choose people who piss. That's from Vinny.
Or people who leave your garage open to leave.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Pinky left a garage door wide open this morning somewhere.
Does
in
it lead onto the street?
No, it's in a complex.
Still.
It leads to the door that goes into the house.
I heard something the other day about how in complexes, most of the theft is committed by people who also live in the complex.
No.
And that's what people Serious? Say. Yeah, because they've already got access.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Genius. All they do is blame, like, there was a hole in the electric fence, or someone let someone else in at the gate. Or
just report the crime yourself. I saw someone breaking into your place.
All right. You want to do a quick sport update for us?
Yeah, I do. Gareth, yesterday the dates confirmed for what will easily be the most pale rugby team in the history of mankind. They come around every 4 years. They're called the British and Irish Lions.
Oh, it's not because they're just they don't really have transformation.
No.
It's because they're pale because they never get the sun.
It's not because of transformation. No, they're not. It's because they come from Ireland, England, Wales, and Scotland. It is the biggest event in rugby, bigger than the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come around every 4 years. So dates confirmed, folks. Tickets are expected for the test to start at around $1,000, by the way. So start saving now if you're shopping in Rands. That'll be 3rd July, 7th August. It's 2021, so there'll be 5 dirt tracker games, 3 tests. And the cool thing there is we'll probably break the world record or the record for the lines being watched, and that'll be at the Kalapash. So that'll be good fun. There'll be lots of drinking and lots of mixed race babies coming up in that, because the last time they were here, those guys run amok. And we know the European guys and the chocolate ladies.
Lots of mixed race babies, huh?
Plenty of those coming up 2021.
Wow, isn't that exciting? There's something to look forward to. Racial harmony to the degree that we produce a whole bunch of kids together.
A whole sports. New race.
Yeah.
A whole new race.
Come on, Sia. Surprised you didn't jump in on that one. He loves any Aladdin-themed intro into the morning news. All right, anything else you want to throw in?
One more. It's the Manchester Derby this weekend. Of course, the mighty have fallen. Man United are 21 points behind their Manchester rivals and the big boys in town. Now Manchester City, of course, funded by the Abu Dhabi Iroha family. So that'll be a big one this weekend. I am predicting Man City to absolutely thump them. I'm predicting 3-0. So look out for that, and we'll talk about that on Monday. Other than that, have a great sporting weekend.
Very nice. Mbulelo, we just heard from Carl. He said, I can hear Mbulelo's loud shirt from here. Please turn down your loud shirt. Got someone on the line right now. Yes, sir, you want to talk about the shirt? Yes, hello? All right, sorry.
Well, that ended badly.
Didn't go as well as we'd hoped. Sure. Okay, what else is going on that you want to talk about this morning? Leanne, what have you got for us for after 7 o'clock? This is very exciting.
Justin Timberlake has apologized to his wife, Jessica Biel.
What did he do?
After a strong lapse in judgment.
Did he sleep with someone else?
That's coming up after 7.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Google Maps is getting an ingenious new feature that we never saw coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love the story. Oh, it's going to make your insides turn out.
Oh.
A gruesome reminder of why your bike bar has end plugs.
Oh, say that again?
Your
handlebar.
Your bike has bar end plugs. So you know the handlebars?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You'd think that it was so that your hands don't slip off if they get sweaty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got that like plug on the end.
Uh-huh.
Mm, there's a much, much more
grisly
important
reason.
Okay. Reason why you have those.
Sure.
We can also look at the most popular dog names of 2019.
I think that's enough for us to chew on for the moment.
Oh, okay.
Because we also have a guest popping in a little later on from DNA Analysis. they're going to tell us all about how you should have your DNA tested and what they can tell you from a diet point of view, from a body chemistry point of view. And you want to know something else that's exciting? Imagine if you could see where your ancestors lived more than 50,000 years ago. Imagine if you could learn more about where you came from and the journeys that your ancestors undertook thousands of years ago. Well, they can do that with a simple DNA test. You can find out by doing a swab inside your mouth with like a cotton bud.
Mm.
And then they figure out all this stuff just from the cells in your cheek.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, for all you know, Pinky, you might be half Hapachi, Jewish.
Hapachi.
From Rome with ancestors
Isn't Hapachi a kind of electronic kitchen device?
I think it's Apache.
Apache.
Oh, yeah.
Apache.
Oh, right. Okay.
Did I say her?
Yeah, you did.
Apache.
Yeah.
Apache. Are you Apache Indian?
Apache.
All right, everybody. Let's get your day off to a good start. It is Friday. The weekend is here. Let's go. Let's start it off properly. Happy Friday.
CliffCentral.com.